Give us like 3 minutes. We'll get you on the phone for tickets to see Ed Sheeran on B96. It's Moe and Carla Mornings. Can I tell you about my dunk tank experience last night?
Oh my gosh, please.
Okay, so last night, it was Lou Gehrig Day at the at Wrigley Field for the Cubs game. And they invited me to come out and volunteer myself to be dunked in the dunk tank.
And I always thought that that was the kind of thing that only happened in sitcoms and cartoons.
Well, my life is apparently a sitcom cartoon. One, I have like 3 outfits that I rotate, so my closet just has a bunch of the same stuff in it, like a cartoon character.
And very 2, Family Guy of you.
Yeah, I was dunked over and over again, which I thought I was just going to get dunked once. I guess I didn't know exactly how it was going to work, but it was a fundraiser for ALS, which is Lou Gehrig's disease. And yesterday was Lou Gehrig Day. And so they had a dunk tank in Gallagher Way, and they put me in an End ALS t-shirt, and they sat me up on this little platform in the dunk tank.
How high up was the dunk tank?
Probably like 5 feet.
Okay.
It wasn't like crazy high.
Okay.
But it was high enough to, like, when I fell in the dunk tank, I thought like I would be standing. No, I completely fell in.
Whoa. Okay.
But it was really funny because I saw the guy go before me, and like 20 minutes went by and this guy didn't get dunked. So I was like, oh, so it's not that common that people actually hit the target and dunk you.
Oh, so people have no aim.
So you think. So each person makes a donation, and it goes to helping support research for ending ALS. And each person makes their donation and then gets 3 balls, and you have to throw it at a target. It hits the target, dunks me in the tank.
Right.
What's so funny, the men come up, and they hurl the ball. And it hits the back of the mat thing behind it. It hits the cage. Luckily, there's a fence around me. Otherwise, I'd get blasted in the face.
Everything but the button.
Everything but the button. And here comes this child, about 10 years old, throws that ball on his first try, knocks me right into the water. And it surprised me because I was thinking, oh, here's the kid. He's not going to do it.
Look at this child with no aim.
Blasted me right into the water.
How many times do you think you got blasted?
Probably a total of 6, 7 throughout the entire. I was there for 20 minutes. So you get knocked into the water and then you get back up and people continue making their donations and throwing you in.
I get knocked down.
And I get right back. So now I'm wet and it's cold. It's like 67 degrees.
Oh my gosh. Oh, this is a theme now.
Yeah. Sorry to the teenagers who are rolling their eyes. So I'm sitting there on this platform. Now it's 67 degrees, a little chilly, a little windy. And I'm waiting for more people to drop me in that water. And here come the men hurling that ball, trying to prove a point, not getting me in.
They can't do it.
Here comes this girl, about 16 years old. Each person, like I said, gets 3 balls. First one knocks me in. And I went, oh, man, don't let her go again. She goes again. Second one misses. Third one knocks me right back in. So the same girl knocked me in the water twice.
It was personal.
Yeah.
It was personal.
It was, and I don't even know why. Maybe she played Moog's Mega Minute once or trivia game and lost. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, then it continued to happen, and it was so much fun, and it was all going towards ending ALS, and I was so impressed. Again, like I said, the men were hurling that ball with a point to prove and could not do it. The kid and the teen girl knocked me in.
Something about when guys have to show up.
Yeah. And show off.
And show off, but they couldn't do it.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. And so my job was to just sit there and heckle people. So I was just sitting up there booing everybody who was trying to knock me in the water. And then they would.
You wish you could knock me in the...
Ooh. Oh, you know who did knock me in?
Who?
Our pal Eddie in Ravenswood.
Hey, shout out Eddie.
I think he didn't realize that he knocked me in. He was like, wait a minute. Oh, no, look at that. Like, he was just so confused. So Eddie was one of the grown adults who knocked me in.
So then how much money did people have to pay to knock you in?
You know what? I'm not entirely
sure.
Donation
basically.
Yeah, you make a donation. So
you were just a model that day.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't making donations. I was the sacrificed human.
So how do you feel today?
Well, I don't know if you can hear my voice, but I'm a little bit raspy. I don't know if that is completely to do with that or what's going on.
That's okay. You did it for a good cause.
Yeah. Yeah, we're, helping to end ALS. After that, got to watch the game. Cubs did not win last night.
What did they lose against?
The Oakland A's, soon to be Las Vegas A's.
Ooh.
So. They're not the worst.
They're pretty bad.
They're not the worst, but yeah, they're not great. Cubs are going through it right now.
You got dunked in the tank, and so did the Cubs.
Yeah, so, but it was a fun time.
Good.
And went towards a good cause. And, of course, shout out to the Cubs for doing their work for Lou Gehrig Day and helping to end ALS. All right, let's do it. 877-591-9696. We want to give out Ed Sheeran tickets. So it's Ed Sheeran's Loop Tour at Soldier Field. It's coming up. That's June 27th.
Yes, I believe so. And we're just going to play Ed or another Red. Try to guess who said that quote.
Easy enough. We'll give you a quote. You got to tell us whether it was Ed or another famous Red. Again, 877-591-9696, and good luck. It's B96 with Moog and Carla Mornings. I want to welcome back Jobe, who has gone super viral because he was running every street in Chicago, which, by the way, you're going to complete that goal on the 14th, right?
Yes, 14th of June, Flag Day.
In the midst of all this, you decided to try this other crazy thing that we want to talk to you about, and that is you wanted to race a train around the loop.
Yes, I wanted to start on the river and then try to see if I could beat the race around the loop.
Was it a Brown Line train that you were racing?
Yeah, Brown Line train around the loop.
I heard that there was obviously, you know, there's the stops that the trains do, but what stops did you have to do? Were there any obstacles on the way?
I just did a few challenges because it stops so much at stations, and because there's so many, like, red signals in the loop, I stopped three times. Once was something to wear. Once was for just a random item, and once was for a Chicago souvenir. Just why not?
Why not is hilarious. Now, in a moment, we're going to find out who won, the Brown Line train or Jobe. But I would assume that there's no way you could beat a train around the loop. And also, you're contending with crosswalks, human traffic. When did you do this? Was this like early in the morning?
Yeah. I think this is around 6 a.m.
Oh, okay. And so a lot less human traffic.
So did you find yourself running at a full sprint for a part of this? Or were you able to kind of keep it at like a jogging pace?
At the start, I was like, oh my gosh, I need to do it as quick as possible. Yeah. So I sprinted at the start, and then I went to the shops to get the items I needed.
And to paint the picture, you were also wearing a Chicago flag as like a cape, right?
Yeah, that's me. I mean, I'm just soaring around the loop and soaring around the city every time. Yeah. I
love that that's your signature look. You look like a superhero.
Yeah, the kids love it.
Once again, we're talking to Jobe, who went viral for really running every street in Chicago, and now he has raced a Brown Line train around the loop. I think it's safe to say you've secured your spot as like one of the great Chicagoans. And you're not even originally from Chicago, right? Where are you from?
No, I was born in Brazil.
Yeah.
And yeah, I grew up in England.
You're an honorary Chicagoan, and we absolutely love
thank
that.
Thank you.
Who won the race? Was it you or the train?
So technically it was the train. However, if we're going to count like the last piece of the car, I won. Because if it's the first piece of the car, the train won. If it was the last piece of the car, I won.
No, it was the last piece.
It's the last piece for sure.
Yeah. It's 100% the last piece. The fact that you had these obstacles along the way.
Like, yeah, that's all you, Jobe.
Thank you. But I won. Yeah.
Yeah, you won. Fair and square. Well, Jobe, that's so cool. Congratulations. Looking forward to seeing what's next. And how can people find you on Instagram or TikTok?
Yeah. So I'm mostly active on Instagram. And my Instagram is Hey Jobe. Jobe. Heyjobe. Hey Jobe.
All right.
Hey
Jobe. Well, thank you, Jobe. And have a great day.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Your chance to win your Lala tickets is coming up in less than 10 minutes on B96.
The Rhythm of Chicago.
It's B96 with Moog and Carla Mornings, and we're going to play a little game called What Did You Go In For and What Did You Come Out With? 877-591-9696. Give us a call and tell us what that thing was. Like, maybe you went in because you're like, oh, I've been nauseous for a couple days, and they were like, oh, by the way, you're nauseous because you're pregnant. Or something else entirely.
Yeah, reasons this is come a little up. More medical.
Yeah. The medical thing that you went in to figure out and then you came out with something completely different. You know, maybe you thought like, oh, my hand kind of hurts. And then they're like, no, it's full on broken.
Or you know when you go like with your kid and then you come out With a prescription.
Yeah. 877-591-9696. So it's Smoke and Carla Mornings on B96, and I'm trying to set up an appointment with an ear, nose, and throat doctor. And not because I sound like absolute garbage. Because I've had this weird thing, and I don't know what it is, but sometimes when I turn my neck, I feel like this like bump. Like I'm driving and there's a bump in the road, but if I turn my neck. So I'm like, what's going on?
Like from left to right.
And I have a tendency to go to like the extremes. I'm like, this has got to be a tumor, a cancer. I'm dead. Like already. So it makes me wonder like what actually could be going on in there.
And the thing is, it's very normal for us as humans to feel something and be like, oh my gosh, something is wrong. Especially when you like go on Google.
Yeah.
And before you start reading the AI synopsis, it's like possible reasons for lumps in the throat. And then it's like,
yeah.
Cancer. And you're like, no, oh my gosh.
So I'm like, is it that? Is it nothing? Or is it maybe, you know, something? Are they going to have to remove my vocal cords?
Stop. That would be your worst nightmare. And subsequently mine, because what am I going to do?
I would have no, this is the only thing I know how to do.
It's just yap it up with me.
And so I'm thinking, so I did a little bit of WebMD, a little Google research.
They say you're never supposed to do that.
I know. But it didn't give me a worst case scenario. It was just like, it could be, I've lost some weight, and it was like, could be, you know, because you used to have fat in your neck that was like keeping everything kosher. Could just be like your Adam's apple bumping around in there. And so, but either way, I want to make an appointment.
Yeah, sure that you're okay.
Go in for this bump in my throat and see what I come out with. And I want to know, what about you? 877-591-9696. What did you go in for? And what did you come out with? You know, like I said, maybe you came out with pregnancy. You heard those stories where people were like, oh man, my stomach hurt, and then I delivered a baby in a gas station.
Yeah, because I feel like it rarely ever is what you think it's going to be. Mm-hmm. I remember I went in for a sinus infection.
Oh.
And it was a reoccurring sinus infection, and it had gone to the point where they were like, maybe you're allergic to a fungus in the lake. Like, I had had so many. And then one day, randomly, they go, do you still have your wisdom teeth? And I go, yeah. And they're like, we're going to take him out because I bet it's that. So it wasn't sinus infections. It was my wisdom teeth touching my sinus like nerves.
What does the wisdom teeth have to do with any of that?
I have no idea, but I haven't had a sinus infection since.
That's wild.
You go in for one thing, you leave with another.
Yeah. Let's talk to Ashley in Hammond, Indiana. So Ashley is part of the Moke and Carla Mornings Mafia. Ashley, what did you go in for and what did you come out with?
So I went in because I had been suffering for like many years with sciatica pain.
Just that
like
back?
Low back. Yeah.
Okay.
Low back and down my leg.
Okay.
So I thought, you know, I carry 5 kids. My back's just like hating me for it. And next thing I know, after all the testing and imaging, I get a call and they tell me I have a 4.5 centimeter tumor on my spinal cord. Wrapped in my spinal cord.
Oh my gosh.
Wrapped in your spinal cord. So that's not something that they could just yank out of there.
No, I had an 8.5 hour surgery to carefully peel the nerves off of the tumor, which not all of them came off very nicely.
Oh.
So then I had to go through 28 rounds of radiation.
Oh my goodness.
First of all, Ashley, wow. And that must have been so scary because I feel like, and this is no shade to anyone who actually has sciatica, but I feel like everybody's always like, oh, my sciatica's acting up. I've heard it so much that I've thought it's like, oh, a common thing that people have.
Yeah, like that we could all just have
that. Yeah, but you straight up had a tumor, Ashley.
Yeah, straight up. I was like, oh, this is normal. It's no big deal. Let me go to the chiropractor, get it stretched out. And when that didn't work, I went to the next doctor and they're like, oh, hey, you have a big old tumor.
Whoa, so did the chiropractor stretching that out, did that, like, somehow make it worse?
You know what? I don't know. I really, it didn't work. I can tell you the chiropractor did not work.
But not for that. Yeah.
Not the tumor was like, I'm getting a massage.
Yeah. So is it all gone?
Yeah. No, it's not all gone. In fact, I have just a little bit left, and I have to get MRIs every 6 months for, like, another 2 years, and then I go once a year for like the rest of my entire life.
Ooh. That's crazy.
Well, Ashley, you are so brave, and we know that you're a mama of many kids, and you've had a year. You can get through anything, queen.
Yeah.
I do try.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? If anybody can do it, Ashley can do it.
It's Ashley and
yeah.
Hammond.
All right, Ashley, thank you for the call.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
877-591-9696. What did you go in for and what did you come out with? Yes. We want to hear from you.
It could be your story. It could be a friend's story.
It's B96. It's B96 with Moog and Carla Mornings asking, what did you go in for and what did you come out with? 877-591-9696. Now, Sydney is in Barrington, one of the OG members of the Moog and Carla Mornings Mafia. Now, this isn't your story. This is a coworker of yours. And what happened?
Correct. So she told us that she went in for, she wasn't feeling good. She thought she had food poisoning. So she went in and she waited probably about like 3 hours or so because she went to the ER. And the doctor comes back and turns out that she was 7 months pregnant.
The worst kind of food poisoning.
That's intense food poisoning.
Absolutely. And so I was like, okay, how does that happen? And so she's like, well, I was older and I stopped getting my period, so I didn't think anything of it.
Oh. And so, she thought it was just time. So
for menopause.
Yeah.
Nope. More like a round of applause for that baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
So I'm giving birth in 2 months. Fantastic.
2 months? So she thinks she's down the path of menopause, and she's probably going around saying, hey, guess what, everybody? I get to save money every month.
Every hot flash, she's like, oh, it's that menopause acting up.
How old was she?
She was 36, 37, I think.
36, yeah. Mm-hmm. That'd be a pretty early menopause.
Yeah. You could really go either way, but wow, imagine you go from thinking like, oh, that food last night was pretty bad, mm-hmm. to in 2 months, my life is going to change forever. How's her baby now?
She's great. She's doing good. She's awesome, and nothing wrong. Yeah. She's a very healthy, beautiful girl.
Yeah, and your coworker still hasn't hit that point.
Yeah.
I love it. Thanks for that story, Sydney.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Love you guys so much.
We love you, too. Bye, Sid.
So what did you go in with for and what did you come out with? Genevieve, where are you calling from, Genevieve? Genevieve.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah. Where are you calling from, Genevieve?
Marengo.
Okay, Marengo. So you went in for what and what did you come out with?
Okay, so I went in to go get what I thought was just two wisdom teeth pulled out.
Mm-hmm.
And I come out a little bit later on, and I was still out of it from anesthesia, but I look at my watch. I'm like, damn, I've been here like 4 hours. What the heck? This shit will only take like an hour and a half. And so the doctor comes back in and tells me, he was like, did you know that you had 5 wisdom teeth? I'm like, excuse me? Because I had already had 2 extracted a while back. And then he's like, yeah, you had 2 growing on top of each other. So you had a total of 5. And he's like, and you're probably going to get another one growing in. And I'm actually getting one growing back in right now.
Oh, my God. So you were the wisest person with all those wisdom teeth.
I'm a mutant.
You're maybe a little bit, but
that's also kind of cool. Now you regrowing your teeth.
I know, right?
I would love to see that crazy x-ray just to see this stack of teeth, this gang of teeth that are back there. That's so crazy.
That's what I said. So she didn't see that, and he was like, no, because all your teeth are wrapped around your jaw, so we had to go in. You had to do a lot of crazy stuff to get all of them out.
They thought
it was just one big tooth.
Did you feel like there was like tension in your jaw that was removed when all that went away?
Yes, my mouth felt great. And like what Carlos said earlier about the sinus infections, they are related because I was getting crazy sinus infections all the time.
See, it's because all of those like nerves and whatnot are connected in your face and you don't realize how much like your
it's
teeth
all interconnected.
Are impacting.
Yeah.
Wow. So
and especially when it's impacted, like when it gets infected, it goes up in your sinuses and your mouth.
It gets pretty gnarly up in there, but dang.
Wow.
So, the tooth fairy, how much did she give you?
I should have gotten millions for that.
Yeah.
Honestly, you should have. For all that wisdom, you should be a billionaire. Well, I'm glad that you got that taken care of. Congratulations, and thank you for sharing that story with us.
No problem. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
And you too.
What did you go in for and what did you come out with? So, Marlene in Bolingbrook, you went in for a checkup. What was the checkup? Just like a PCP kind of thing?
No, well, it was an ultrasound. I knew I was pregnant. I took at home pregnancy test, and then I scheduled an appointment. And the funny thing, when they scheduled my ultrasound, my husband and I, on our way there, were like, watch, we have twins. Watch, we're pregnant with twins. But we started laughing, and then we went in, and sure enough, the first thing, as soon as they put the little machine into our tummy, my tummy, she's like, oh, look, twins.
Oh, my gosh.
I would have thought that the doctor was in on the joke. I would not believe her for like a solid month.
No, my husband was like, What? You're kidding. He kept saying it. And she's like, no, like, how many has do you see? Like, how many babies do you see? It was like spontaneous identical twins.
And, identical twins. So that's got to be the reaction of every family that goes in to get that ultrasound when you realize that you're having twins. You're like, hold on, shut up. Like, how do you not just look at the nurse or the doctor, whoever it is, and go, shut up.
Yes, exactly. Even my husband was like, you didn't tell me twins running your family. And then the doctor's like, oh, these are identical twins. Identical twins are just spontaneous. Like, it's a family, fraternal twins that run in families.
Oh.
Wow. So this just happened. So it's not a thing in your family. You're the first.
Yes, we were the complete first.
Wow.
In both of our families.
That's so cool. That's so fascinating.
Yeah, that's awesome, but what a surprise.
Yeah, how old are these twins now?
They're 6 years old now.
Oh, cool. Wow, what a fun story. Well, thank you for sharing that.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, you too. All right, coming up, 7:50. Can't crush Carla. We want to give away $1,000 today.
Yes.
And as we've said, I think today's the day.
Come and get them.
We're a little bit beat up today.
Come and get them.
Just come get this $1,000. Again, that's 7:50. Can't crush Carla. It's Moe and Carla Mornings on B96. Kehlani and Folded on B96. It's Moe and Carla Mornings. All right, so it's Moe, Carla, Ahmad the Amazing, who is getting excited. I think, is it this weekend that you're celebrating kind of a milestone with your boyfriend, right?
Yeah, it's our anniversary.
Yay! Oh my gosh, congratulations. What are you guys doing?
How long have you guys been together?
6 years.
6 years, okay.
Yeah, huge milestone in the gay community. Thank you. That's like 25 in gay years.
In straight
I
years?
Feel like. No, in gay years.
Oh, really? That's really impressive.
Let's not get into that discourse. But you
guys did a really long time.
A really long time. The theme is gold. We're going to be going to the Golden Nugget for breakfast.
Okay. The Golden Nugget Diner, one of them. Okay.
Yes, love them. Also, we're like getting each other a piece of gold. It's like
gold jewelry.
Gold jewelry, okay. Yes. Not just like a gold coin like a pirate.
hey, that's cool too.
But yeah, it's our big like golden year.
Why is the theme gold? What made you choose that?
Because it's our golden anniversary. 6 years on the 6th.
What?
No?
No.
What do you mean?
A golden anniversary is 50 years of marriage.
No, it's not.
Yes.
Golden is like the same year and like...
No, that's your golden birthday.
So your golden birthday. So you would be 27. Your golden birthday was when you turned 27 last year on the 27th. But you're 27 years old. You can't possibly have a 50th wedding.
Have a 50th golden anniversary.
That's not how that works.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
You're lying.
I think silver anniversary is 25 years of marriage.
Right.
Uh-huh.
A golden anniversary is 50 years of marriage.
Are you for real?
Yes.
Come on.
So this entire theme...
is gold.
It's false.
It's not.
You do not get to just call this a golden anniversary.
Why didn't y'all tell me that?
Well, I didn't tell you anything.
I know.
Wait a minute. So
I think he already bought my gift.
Have you two just been calling it your golden anniversary to
people?
Yeah,
we've been saying it to people and people are like, oh, that's so sweet.
Well, maybe you can do the thing where you're like, but in straight years, this would have been 50.
Oh my gosh. And when people are like, oh, that's so sweet. It's like a bless your heart.
Oh, sweet. Our golden anniversary. Turns out you don't really like K-pop Demon Hunters.
No, really. We're going to play Golden at midnight. Are y'all for real?
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. The golden anniversary is when you've been married for 50 years. You're not even married yet.
Oh my gosh, and people in the live are saying, yeah, Ahmad, you're wrong.
By the way, we're streaming live at B96 Chicago.
Oh
now,
my God.
You're manifesting that you'll be married for 50 years.
Yeah. Still make it a theme.
Well, now it seems corny.
Yeah, who picks themes for their anniversary?
Okay. Or their sixth anniversary.
Not too much.
You can call it the look.
Not too much from being single on this
like,
side of the room.
When you get one.
Whoa, there's some extraordinary sass coming off of Ahmad right now.
Look, we're doing our little thing.
You know what? Not all of us can be married for 50 years. Quite literally, nobody in this room. Quite literally, none of us.
Oh my gosh, this is such egg on my face. Well, I really thought.
Enjoy that golden anniversary this weekend.
It'll be
Thank
cute.
You.
It'll
yeah.
be cute.
Yeah.
Gonna be.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah. And hopefully you guys make it to that golden anniversary.
Okay.
You will.
We'll get you on the phone for Can't Crush Carla coming up next. It's Mug and Carla Mornings. B96.
Come on.
B96.
Can't Crush Carla.
All right, let's welcome Ari in Northbrook. Good morning and welcome to Can't Crush Carla.
Morning.
You ready to crush Carla?
I'll try my best.
All right, let's do it. Start by throwing Carla out of here.
Bye, Carla. Good luck.
Oh, you're so sweet. Good luck to you, too, except not too much luck.
Yeah, you're being a little bit too friendly.
Good luck, but not more than me.
I will say, the people who tend to be successful in this game are mean.
I don't know.
I don't know if that's true. I might just be making that up. So here's the deal. It's 5 pop culture questions. Get more correct than Carla. Crush Carla. Win $1,000. All right, we'll start with question number 1. Jay-Z fans are deciphering his lyrics after he dissed Drake, Nicki Minaj, and Kanye West during his set at the Roots Picnic. Who did Jay-Z collaborate with on the song Empire State of Mind?
That was with Alicia Keys.
Question number 2. A screenwriter filed a lawsuit claiming that John Wick was stolen from him. He says his original story even starts off with a home invasion and the killing of the hero's pet. He wants $10 million. Who plays the character John Wick?
That is Keanu Reeves.
Question number 3. Caleb Williams is set to appear on the Kelce Brothers podcast today. A clip was posted to Instagram with the caption, "We got 3 of the most stylish players in the NFL on one podcast." Which fashion trend is Caleb Williams known for?
Eating his nails.
Question number 4. Tom Holland recently revealed that he receives more compliments about his performance of Rihanna's Umbrella on Lip Sync Battle than for any other work he's done. Which superhero does Tom Holland play in the MCU?
Spider-Man.
Question number 5. Jennifer Lopez and Brett Goldstein confirmed they are not dating during an awkward interview on the Today Show yesterday. Rumors started after the two were super flirty while promoting their new rom-com Office Romance for Netflix. Which, don't swear, okay?
Sorry.
All right, let's get Carla back in here while Carla's on the way in. So you are on level 10,000 in Candy Crush?
Something around there, yeah. Pretty avid candy crusher.
How long have you been crushing candy?
probably, I want to say high school, so like 10 years ago.
Oh my gosh, she's level 10,000 something on Candy Crush.
Ari, I'm impressed. Yeah. I'm only at level 1,098.
All right. I'm your lectures in college, yeah.
All right.
Wow.
Ari, sit tight. I'm going to turn your microphone off. You're in the penalty box for swearing. So if you're listening, you might not have heard the 5th question, but you got a correction. In fact, you got all 5 correct.
Okay.
So I'm not going to tell you which ones you get right or wrong till we get to the very end, Carla.
Okay.
Question number 1, Jay-Z fans are deciphering his lyrics after he dissed Drake, Nicki Minaj, and Kanye West during his set at the Roots Picnic. Who did Jay-Z collaborate with on the song Empire State of Mind?
Alicia Keys.
Question
in
number
New York. That was my impressionable. That's very bad. I'm sorry, Alicia.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Miss Keys.
Did her dirty.
Yeah,
question,
my bad.
Question number 2. A screenwriter filed a lawsuit claiming that John Wick was stolen from him. He says his original story even starts off with a home invasion and the killing of a hero's pet. He wants $10 million. Who plays the character John Wick?
Keanu Reeves.
By the way, when I watched that movie, I was so angered. I was like, there's no way they're going to kill the puppy. There's no way they're going to kill the puppy.
And then they do.
Don't watch John Wick.
No.
Question number 3. Caleb Williams is set to appear on the Kelce Brothers podcast today. A clip was posted to Instagram with the caption, "We got 3 of the most stylish players in the NFL on one podcast." Which fashion trend is Caleb Williams known for?
He's known for painting his nails.
Question number four. Tom Holland recently revealed that he receives more compliments about his performance of Rihanna's Umbrella on Lip Sync Battle than for any other work he's done. Which superhero does Tom Holland play in the MCU?
Oh, he's Spider-Man.
You've seen this Lip Sync Battle thing,
right?
I
have, yeah.
It's, I mean, he goes all out.
He's acting his butt off of that.
Question number five, Jennifer Lopez and Brett Goldstein confirmed they are not dating during an awkward interview on the Today Show yesterday. Rumors started after the two were super flirty while promoting their new rom-com Office Romance for Netflix. Which actor did J-Lo divorce in 2024?
Ben Affleck?
All right. Look at that. You got that correct. Yes. By the way, Brett Goldstein, my wife Stacey is so into him right now with a beard. Without a beard, he loses it. And I think that would happen to me, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, didn't she say, please don't ever shave your beard, please, please?
Yeah, she said she would leave me. Yeah, it's pretty scary stuff. All right, let's welcome back from the penalty box, Ari in Northbrook. It was five for Carla and five for Ari. So, Ari, unfortunately, don't say the S word again, please.
Okay.
You know what this means, right?
It means I unfortunately did not crush Carla this time.
No, you didn't. It was a tie. But I don't know if the questions were too easy or if you're both just brilliant.
Yeah, but you know what? You're crushing it at Candy Crush.
Yeah.
So different kind of crushing.
Well, and we invite...
Don't get me 1K, though.
We invite you to try back. One of these days, you're going to make this happen. I believe in you.
Me too.
I'm trying.
All right. So we do this every single weekday at 7:50. In fact, we'll do it again tomorrow.
Fine.
For a chance to win $1,000, it's Can't Crush Carla, brought to you by Planet Fitness on
B96. B96. Is it a match or a mistake? With Moog and Carla Mornings.
Jay in Garfield Ridge. So you're in a long-distance relationship, and you're beginning to question whether or not your girlfriend is being honest with you.
I'm really starting to wonder if I'm just being catfished, like, old school, like MTV catfish. Uh-huh. Like, do I need to get Neve and Max on the case? It's Neve, right? I haven't seen the show in a minute, but
yeah, it is. But I mean, it's also 2026.
Yeah.
How have you not FaceTimed her?
Yeah, but yeah, what's going on here?
I mean, okay, so like we met like online gaming and stuff, like on Discord. Oh. You guys know stuff like that. And so, like, through there, we exchanged numbers, we started texting, and it was, like, often, like, pretty much all day, every day. She's sent pics, but, like, she doesn't do social media, and she can't FaceTime because she doesn't have an iPhone. So, like, it's kind of just been this weird,
yeah.
Like, you know, that's why I feel like it's weird, dude.
This, okay, I'm gonna be a pal here and tell you, this seems, on the surface at least, while we gather more information, like one of the, like it's, it looks like a duck, smells like a duck.
Right.
We don't even know what it looks like.
I'm pretty sure that we are in a place technology wise now to where you don't need iPhone to iPhone to FaceTime.
But it's so
hard. Right, because in social media, that's why, like, I don't know. But, like, I have, like, really enjoyed all of our conversations. Like, and I'm, like, super introverted, and so is she. So, like, I don't know.
Okay, so
like, I don't know.
So
that's how gaming is. The pictures, she's beautiful, and like I like her personality a lot. Like she has no reason to strike me as a liar.
And you talk on the phone.
We talk on the phone sometimes, yeah. Mostly just texting though. But like anytime we're gonna like meet up, she just kind of cancels the opportunity. Either it's virtual, in person.
Right.
And where is she?
She says she's in Detroit.
Okay.
So, like, I've even looked up, like, train tickets before, and, like, yeah, she just shuts it down every time.
Oh, that's so fascinating. Maybe this is a silly question, but does her voice, like, match, like, the face? Like, you talked to her on the phone, does that match, like, what she looks like in the pictures?
That's always a tough call, you know what I mean?
But, yeah, like, people can sound different.
So you've created quite a connection with this person. So I think that you're probably optimistic. You're wanting to believe that she's not catfishing you. But what a strange situation to be in 2026. I mean, it's so easy to be able to see somebody. What has, you know, I guess gotten you to this point where you decided to reach out and, you know, explore this?
literally the last time, because like you said, it is 2026. So eventually I was like, you know what? Let's just get a plane ticket. Let's just get you out here. Mm-hmm. Memorial Day weekend, come up to Chicago. And then she literally is using that Spirit Airlines is shutting down as an excuse of why she can't make it out here. And it ruined her whole trip.
Oh.
But she can't get her money back.
That sounds like an awfully convenient headline.
She saw that and said, my chance. Sorry, yeah, I know you want to see her. Does she sound enthusiastic about wanting to see you?
She does, but the last minute canceling and then with the whole, like, the Spirit thing, and she's asking now she needs to borrow money for another flight. It's just, you're going to cancel it. Like, it's just starting to get sketchy, dude.
That does sound sketchy. Let me ask you this question, okay? Looks aside, you said that she's beautiful based on pictures that you've seen, but you haven't seen motion picture of her. If it wasn't her, would you still consider being in a relationship with this person based on the connection that you've made?
Yeah, I do like the conversations with her. I you know, besides like something like complete like polar opposite or like she's missing like a head or something, like, yeah, like I would be open to it.
So you would forgive
but
that.
I want to know what's up.
You would forgive that lying. Maybe if that was the case.
Huh?
Even if you found her to be, I don't want to say ugly because that's mean. Everyone's beautiful to someone. But like if you were to find her not to be your type.
I would give it an honest chance. I mean, I would be like, I'm still like apprehensive if someone's lying.
Right. It's the lying part.
No matter what they look like.
So,
so it's really what it is.
I'm going to venture to guess it's probably a 90% chance that you're being catfished. The question that's not really the question. The question is, or based on the evidence of what we have so far,
can you still?
Can this be a match, or is it a mistake to continue on in this relationship? Again, it's Jay in Garfield Ridge who is essentially being catfished.
By his girlfriend.
Yeah. He's never seen video of her. You know, they've got this long distance thing. And, you know, but can that still be a match? Like, say it's not, say she's not who she says she is, but she's somebody else that's great.
Yeah, and you love her inside.
Or is this relationship, like, way tainted, starting on a lie? 877-591-9696. Would be curious to hear if there's anybody who's like, no, this is a match.
Now it's up to you to decide. I love it. Is it a match or a mistake? 877-591-9696. It's Moog and Carla Mornings on V96.
So it's Jay in Garfield Ridge on Match or Mistake today, and he is essentially being catfished. It hasn't been completely confirmed, but it's kind of one of those, like, come on.
There's always an excuse as to why they can't see each other, and it's just starting to feel a little...
And very strange this day and age to not at least be able to jump on FaceTime and verify somebody's existence. It's B96, it's Moog and Carla Mornings. The question, though, can you see a relationship through if it is a situation where he's being catfished? And he seemed like he's really into her. In fact, he said, providing she has a head.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny. But so we asked the opinion of the Moog and Carla Mornings Mafia, and it's 100% split. It is literally 50-50 what the Mafia says. And even between me and Carla, I think that if she is catfishing him, but he has fallen in love with the person and he can look past that, I think it very well could be a match.
Regardless of what this person looks like.
I'm not saying I would do it, but for him, if he is okay with that, which he said that he may be.
It's his own twisted version of Love is Blind.
Yeah, but you think that's too rough of a place to start a relationship from, or?
I just think that in a world where you can verify a million other people's faces down the street.
Go with the person who's not lying?
Yeah, why not just go with somebody who you already know is real?
No, but ultimately, Jay, it's up to you. What do you think? Is it going to be a match or a mistake?
I mean, after everything I've really heard and I've sat and thought about it, I think, like, there still is a match out there. Like, we still, you know, we game all the time. We talk to each other all the time. There is an emotional connection there, you know? I don't want to lose that.
Yeah.
So
providing she has a head, as you said, which I would
dating in 2026 is that bad, huh? Like, what are your requirements?
That's
honestly,
so funny.
Beating heart.
You know what? Oh, you're alive? Dope.
Great. I'm in.
Well, you know what? Curious. Let us know how this goes. You know, if and when you... Yeah, I think you got to say, look, something's fishy here.
But it's okay because I love you anyway.
Yeah. But wishing you the best, wishing her the best, and I hope that it's something amazing, okay?
Hey, thanks for all the help, guys. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're very welcome. We'll have a new match or mistake tomorrow morning right about 8:05 on B96. Coming up in about 17 minutes, we've got Moog's Mega Minute, our trivia game that could earn you $1,000.
So accurate with your timing, 17 minutes.
I actually think my math might have been wrong. Might be more like 18 minutes.
There you go. Well, it's soon.
8:40. Trivia could win you a grand on B96. This world were mine. Hey, Roman. Show us what you got so you can win. Moog's Mega Minute Man. 10 questions, 60 seconds. It's time to play Moog's Mega Minute Man. Good morning to Bree in Glendale Heights. How you doing over there, Bree?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We're good. You ready to win $1,000?
I'm going to try my best.
All right. Let's see how you do. 10 trivia questions, 1 minute. If you get all of them correct, you win that money.
Yes, Bree. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. We'll start with this one. Which candy bar has chocolate, caramel, peanuts, and nougat?
Three Musketeers.
Incorrect. Where is the Statue of Liberty located?
New York.
That's correct. What is Little Caesar's slogan?
Ooh, I don't know. Oh, man.
Okay, say pass.
Pass.
Who wrote the Star-Spangled Banner? Which fast food place says, my pleasure?
Chick-fil-A.
That's correct. Which HBO show did Sarah Jessica Parker star in?
Pass.
What's the nickname for the smallest grand piano?
Pass.
How many members were in the Beatles?
Five.
Incorrect. Who wrote The Hunger Games? Which country is the birthplace of Legos?
Illinois.
Incorrect. Which candy bar has chocolate? Okay, that's going to be time.
Let's Darn.
Go, you know, let's go through the ones that you either
that's
got wrong.
Harder than you think.
No, we know, girl. Sometimes when you miss one, it kind of gets you spiraling.
Yeah,
on the
no, it snowballs. But let's go through the ones that you either passed on or got wrong. Okay, and we'll start with which candy bar has chocolate, caramel, peanuts, and nougat?
Snickers.
Yeah,
Snickers.
What
I
is
knew that.
Little Caesar's slogan?
Pizza, pizza,
pizza, pizza. And then who wrote the Star Spangled Banner?
Francis Scott Key.
Which HBO show did Sarah Jessica Parker star in?
Sex and the City.
What is the nickname for the smallest grand piano?
A baby grand.
A baby grand. How many members were in the Beatles?
Not five, but four.
Who wrote The Hunger Games?
Suzanne Collins.
Which country is the birthplace of Legos? Not Illinois, but...
Denmark.
Illinois, fun fact, is a state in the United States. All that
it is.
I like your little giggle, though.
Bree's like, I know I didn't win $1,000. That's okay.
Yeah, not even close.
Not even close.
But that's okay. You're fun, and we enjoyed having you on.
And you can always try again.
Thank you.
All right. Good luck next time. Bye, Bree. Thanks.
Bye, Bree.
We'll try this again tomorrow at 8:40 for a chance to win $1,000. Show us what you got so
you can win. Moog's Mega Minute Man. Thanks to DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE or youraccidentattorneys.com.
Now, though, let's do some little victories. 877-591-9696. Call and share something positive going on in your world.
This is where we turn the show on over to you, and you tell us the good things that are happening. A graduation, a promotion, a new car, a new divorce. Yeah. I don't know. Whatever you want to celebrate.
Whatever it is that you're excited about, we're excited about it, too, and we want to share it with the world. 877-591-9696. Little Victories is next. 96, the rhythm of Chicago. It's Moog and Carla Mornings and Little Victories. And we're going to start with Jen in Belmont Cragen. Your little victory is about your daughter. Do tell.
Yes, my daughter, she just graduated 8th grade yesterday.
Oh, that's so exciting.
What's her name?
Mia Bella.
That's such a beautiful name, and how exciting! She's gonna be going into high school. How you feel about that, Mom?
I'm so excited. I'm a little nervous for her to start high school, obviously, but yeah.
Is that's class of 2030, right?
Right, yeah, class of 2030. It seems like a distance away, but I know it's going to go so fast.
Those high school years, I mean, 4 years goes by so fast.
Yeah, they fly.
That's pretty incredible. How exciting.
Yes.
And, you know, you go into high school as a kid and you come out as a grown-up in some ways, you know what I mean? So this is really that last big chapter. So congratulations, Mia Bella, on wrapping up eighth grade, and now it's on to high school.
Yeah, do you have anything special you want to say to your daughter? Some words of advice?
Just focus on school, stay focused, stay positive. Don't get into anything, you know, don't listen to your peers and stuff like that or get pressured into anything.
Is there anything that she's into, like elective-wise, that she's looking forward to? Like, I don't know, band,
choir.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, actually, she plays the electric guitar, so she's hoping to get into band.
I bet Mia Bella's so cool.
Yeah.
Aura. So much aura.
That's so cool.
She is. Oh, my gosh. She loves Nirvana. She loves rock music and stuff. So.
Hey,
cool.
She's
going
to have so much fun.
All right.
Yeah. She is, yeah. And I actually just graduated with my associates last month.
Hey. All right.
Yeah.
Well, a little pomp and circumstance for you, too.
Thanks. My oldest daughter is actually graduating on the 14th from DePaul with her bachelor's.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
You should be very, very proud. You've got a rock star, a DePaul graduate. You're doing your thing.
Degree.
Yeah. Congratulations on all fronts, and thank you for sharing that with us, okay?
Thank you. Have a great morning.
And we look forward to hearing all the milestones still to come, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye, Jen.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
Bye. Hey, Aubrey in Palos Hills. Similar little victory, but we're going to celebrate it again. So this is about your daughter, Evelyn.
Yes. Yeah, she's graduating eighth grade tonight.
All right, tonight.
It is graduation season.
And on to high school she goes. So what is there any specific thing that she's looking forward to in high school, like elective-wise or otherwise?
Well, you know, she's been a cheerleader since she was like 7.
Cheer.
My type of girl.
Yep, and she's getting into honors. Every class is honors for high school.
Yeah.
She does it all.
Oh, that's so amazing. Is she going to be cheering in high school?
She's going to take this year off just so she can get, like, used to all the classes and stuff, but she'll probably cheer next year.
Yeah, very exciting. Well, good for her doing all those honors classes and stuff. That stuff is, it's hard. It's a lot of work, but, man, that really can really set you up for college doing that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, you must be so proud of her. Well, congratulations to her.
I am.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we're celebrating Evelyn tonight.
Woo! We're cheering her on.
Yeah.
Woo!
All right, then, Aubrey, thank you for sharing that with us, and have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Real quick, another graduation one that we're very excited about. Lupe's in Logan Square. These are your grandkids. What are they graduating? Eighth grade? High school?
Eighth grade today.
Eighth graders are today.
I wonder if all of them go to the same school.
I wonder. So you don't need to tell us the school necessarily, but tell us their names.
Michael and Jasmine.
Graduating.
Shout out to Michael and Jasmine.
The class of 2030 is really showing up.
I actually spoke to you yesterday about Fogo de Chao.
Oh, that's right.
They enjoyed their luncheon. Yes.
That's right. They had lunch from Fogo de Chao.
That's so cool.
That's pretty cool. Yes.
And then today's the actual ceremony.
Yes, they actually, Michael got an award for honor roll and Jasmine made MVP.
All right. Love it. Well, thank you so much for sharing those little victories with us and keep
thank
them coming,
you.
Okay?
Thank you. Have a great day, both.
You too. Thank you, Lupe.
Now, Megan is in the Gold Coast and we're going to go in a different direction. This isn't about graduations or anything. This is about chompers, teeth specifically.
Hi.
Yeah,
hi.
What's your little victory, Megan?
I got teeth finally.
Yay!
Congratulations! You got some new teeth. How long were you waiting for those?
A year and a half.
Wow. Congrats on those new teeth. So what are you doing with these teeth? Are you chewing? Are you taking pictures? Are you smiling?
Oh my gosh, I'm swimming, smiling nonstop since I got them.
Aww.
Are you like finding every mirror you can and just giving yourself a little bashful smile?
Yeah, just a little bit.
See, that's just the thing about, I know that a lot of people talk about teeth and the confidence that comes when you, you know, you get some things that maybe you were a little insecure about before fixed.
Yeah.
And so you sound like you're very, very happy.
Oh, I'm so happy. It's such a challenge having no teeth and to have them again. It's a weird feeling, but it's a good one.
Yeah. Can you eat with these dentures?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Wow. Well, very excited for you. Chomp it up. And thank you for sharing that with us. I hope that you this whole day that you're smiling at everybody, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're all welcome. Right,
bye.
Aw. Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. Big smiles all around.
All right. Well, you know what? We're gonna smile our way out of here.
Let's do it.
Mogan Carla Mornings, we got to go. Stick around for Letty B and another chance at Lala Ticket Tag 11 a.m. today if you want to get your hands on those Saturday wristbands to Lollapalooza.
Yes, I hope you were listening at 7 so you know the person's name and the city. That's how it works, Lala Ticket Tag.
And if not, keep listening and make sure that you pay attention at 11 o'clock so you can get set for 2 and so on and so forth. That'll do it for us. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll have more Ed Sheeran tickets right around 6:30 tomorrow morning if you're up super early.
Yeah.
Meet us for those.
We're playing Ed or another Red.
And other than that, have a great day, and we'll talk to you then.
Bye. Bye-bye.